Hundreds of kids mull about in the concourse at the Allstate Arena. They're getting lunch, they're checking out merchandise, or just playing around with friends. But inside the arena, thousands of kids, 16,000 to be exact, scream and yell at the stage during We Day Illinois. I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. We Day Illinois is a celebration of youth and youth culture. Guests include motivational speakers, musicians, actors, and comedians. The audience is comprised of teenagers who participated in We Movement, volunteering in their communities and trying to affect change. The We Movement was created by Craig Kielberger.
21 years ago when I was a kid, 12 years old, I got excited to start a children's charity, and we couldn't find other groups to mentor us as youth. So often we help kids, but we want kids to do the helping themselves. So we as a movement, as an organization, started to grow. We Schools is giving free service learning to kids. We Day is celebrating and honoring them. And together, it helps to shape young people to be life change agents.
Craig and the We Movement team up with local schools and community groups to get kids to volunteer at homeless shelters, to recycle, to help with hunger, things like that. And if you do it for a certain amount of hours, you get a ticket to the Allstate Arena for the show. But there's no show, there's no We Day Illinois without Allstate. Tom Wilson is the chairman and CEO.
I met Craig out at a conference about 5 years ago, and I just got sold by the concept and the passion. I mean, youth are changing the world, and we just need to get out of the way and help them.
Tom and Craig seem to be inseparable at the event because they're both passionate about changing the narrative when it comes to kids and the stereotypes surrounding their generation.
You know, when you look at the youth here today, 76% of the youth involved in the We Movement here in Illinois are from low-income backgrounds. Half the schools that run our programs are CPS. And I think we need to change our view of young people. This is why we're grateful. Allstate support makes this free to young people who sometimes are written off. And without that support, without that encouragement, without that mentorship, without that belief, but most importantly, without someone saying to them, you are powerful, you can be a change agent, because they know best what the needs are in their community. They know what the ways that they can get involved. So I think as our society, we need to think of service not only being that for the privileged and the few, but to think, how do we empower every person, every young person especially, to see needs in their communities and to have the tools to tackle those needs?
I think it's also about changing our perceptions of ourselves as adults. So, you know, what's our role as it relates to youth? A lot of the times we're like, well, we need to help that kid do something. Actually, what we need to do is inspire the child, tell them we believe in them, and oftentimes just give them the resources and get out of the way. So we have 150,000 children in Illinois today doing volunteer work. If each one of them helps 10 people, that's 1.5 million people. I'm like, I couldn't help 1.5 million people. So if I can help these children do it, like, so my role, I have to define myself differently, and I'm a mentor and a supporter as opposed to a doer.
Daisy Garcia is a senior at DeVry Advantage Academy in Logan Square. Before We Day, she wasn't very involved in her community. But then it came to her school, and now?
We do a lot through my school, and before I didn't go to a school that was so involved, and now with this school, it changed everything of what I saw, and it got me involved in We Day, and I was like, whoa, what is, like, this is awesome. With school, we've done a lot of, we did senior home visits, we did awareness building, we've done the youth summit, we've done Hunger Games in our own school, and we do a lot of donation drives at our school. I think it's changed me to be more passionate about things and to go out there and find out what's really going on. I know that a lot of people get more involved when they're a lot younger, and something that I wish I would have done when I was younger. Like, now that I'm a senior, I'm like, whoa, I could have started this a long time ago. And this is something that has changed, like, get my own siblings and cousins to, like, get involved, find out what's going on.
And the same goes for Griffin Saul. He's about to graduate from Lincoln Park High School, and he wanted to get involved from an early age because it was a way to honor his dad.
So going into my freshman year of high school, I was seeking opportunities to get more involved than I was already doing. My uncle mentioned the name Craig Kielberger to me, so I researched him, and I was so moved by the fact that somebody so young could make a change, and I identified with that. So I decided to reach out to Craig, and to my surprise, I got an email back. And in his email, he basically validated the fact that I could make a change. He told me something very simple: issue plus gift equals better world. So I was able to channel my issue of people with disabilities because my father was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis even before I was born, and my gift for helping others, and combine that into starting We Are Able, an organization to empower youth with disabilities and their families to improve the quality of their lives. It does get overwhelming at times, but I have something to keep me going. It's the legacy of my father, and to let this organization die would be to let his legacy die, and that's something that is dear to my heart, and I can't do that.
We Day Illinois is just one of the shows put on around the world. London, Seattle, California, and Canada shows already happened, and the next one will be in New York City in April. In Chicago, kids got performances from hip-hop artists Xzibit and Rhymefest, Chicago PD's LaRoyce Hawkins, and Jordan Smith, the past winner of The Voice. Smith loves the ability to connect with the kids.
I think it's such a special cause, and it's amazing to see so many passionate kids in one place that are working together to make the world a better place. But honestly, it's a little bit selfish too, because I always take away so much from it. I'm so inspired by the kids, and selfishly, I really enjoy coming here and feeling their energy and hearing their stories and being inspired myself.
For Allstate and the We Movement, this is just the beginning.
I think we have a corporate responsibility. I think all businesses do, and I think we need to step up and do even more. I think, you know, America is a great country. We got lots of freedoms. We got lots of opportunity, but we got this pile of problems in its building, and the government and the nonprofits are working really hard on it. But the pile's getting bigger, so we got to help them. And businesses have the resources, the skills, the people. And when you integrate it into your business, it gives back tenfold. And so we believe businesses need to step up and do more, because it's part of why we exist.
You can find out more about We Day and the We Movement at we.org. From the Allstate Arena for WGN Radio, I'm Justin Coffey. It's true.